You're listening to SBS News.
European Union leaders gave Britain 6 more months to leave the bloc, more than Prime Minister Theresa May says she needs, but less than many in the bloc wanted, thanks to fierce resistance from France. Her withdrawal agreement with the EU has been repeatedly rejected by the House of Commons. Ms May hopes the extension will enable the UK Parliament to come to a majority opinion on the way forward, which she wants to happen as soon as possible.
What I'm working to do is to ensure that as a government and Conservative Party in government, we deliver on the result of the referendum, that we deliver Brexit for the people of the United Kingdom. What this extension enables us to do is to go through the process that we've set up to enable Parliament to come to a majority opinion on the way forward so that we can get that deal ratified and leave the European Union. And I want to do that as soon as possible. If we're able to do that before the 22nd of May, then we don't have to hold those European parliamentary elections.
European Council President Donald Tusk says a six-month Brexit extension provides enough time to find a good solution and finalise a deal, but he did not rule out a further delay in the future. Mr Tusk says the EU's 27 member states remains united and had compromised to come to a common conclusion despite differences in their positions on an extension. Meanwhile, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says the EU will look at the situation again in June, but insists final negotiations will take place in October.
In June, we are taking stock of what has happened from now to then. It's not a negotiation session. It's not another cliff edge we would insert in the normal program, as far as our programs are normally are not, but we don't have the intention to negotiate in June. The real moment, the vital moment of decision is October. In June, we are taking stock, preparing the meeting we'll have later on in October.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel insists Britain will not be forced out, saying a chaotic no-deal departure must be avoided if at all possible. French President Emmanuel Macron pushed leaders into hours of debate, fighting a largely solo campaign to persuade them not to give the British up to another year. He insisted allowing Britain to stay in the Union any longer risks undermining European integration.
I think we delivered the best possible compromise, first because it was the one to preserve the unity of the 27, second because we addressed the request from the UK to get more time to deliver a deal on the basis of the withdrawal agreement negotiated a few months ago. And third, because thanks to this agreement, we preserve the well-functioning of the European Union, i.e. we fix the deal and all the consequences before the 1st of November, which will be the arrival of the new Commission. So for me, this is a good solution.
Pro-EU politicians in Britain say the next few months should be used to hold a new referendum on whether to leave the EU or remain. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.